Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How are you? Hope you're well. Hope you're having a gorgeous Thanksgiving week. I know you're getting ready to cook dinner. You're getting ready to spend time with family and friends. We're traveling. We're going to get into all of the Thanksgiving nuances that I know you need to mentally prepare for. So I got your back. Don't worry. We're going to get into it. But I wanted to go ahead and say, I love you. And I know we need it. We all need a little bit of encouragement this week. Need to stay strong. Because I'll tell you what, this is the time of year, specifically Thanksgiving week, where you test your strength as a human, your patience as a member of a family, and you really have to dig deep down into your pussy to pep talk yourself into dealing with your entire family for the holidays. I don't care how close your family is. I love my family. I love my family. We're great, but it does not matter. There will be some situation at some point this holiday week where I will turn to one member of my family and say, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? And that, it's healthy balance. It's also the name of the game. You know, if it's like, I'm not even actually doing Thanksgiving with my sister. She's staying back and seeing some of her friends who have kids. So she's doing Thanksgiving with them. And then Rob and Jeff and I are going to go to Mississippi. And I will probably most likely somehow, even though my sister's not even the same state as me, probably text her like after I've had a bottle of wine, something, and we'll start a fight for no reason, just because that's Thanksgiving. It doesn't matter how close you are. It doesn't matter how much you like the person. It's Thanksgiving, and you're going to fight someone in your family. So I think if we go into Turkey Day with a full heart, grateful mind, but just already accept the fact that someone's going to tick you off, whether they show up late, whether they didn't bring a gluten-free fucking pie, and you specifically said everybody in the home was recently diagnosed with celiac. Something is going to happen. Somebody's going to sit down and say a snarky fucking comment like, hey, Michelle, you're still single? You know what I mean? It's going to happen. And you need to prepare yourself. Now, here are a couple. This is like what I like to call my cheat sheet to dealing with the Thanksgivings. Number one, go lubricated. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, if you're not a drinker, then you need to drink. If we have addiction issues, let's not just fall off the wagon and jump into a bottle of Jim Beam, okay? But I'm saying stay hydrated in general. Make sure your electrolyte levels are correct. Also make sure if you are somebody who can comfortably and responsibly partake in alcohol consumption, maybe we show up to grandma's with one Prosecco under the belt, just so we know as soon as we walk in the door and grandma says, oh, you've put on a few. You can already go, you know what? Lindsay, let it roll off the back. Grandma's also needs her cataracts done. And she's been alone. You know, Papa died 40 years ago. She's been alone. She watches a lot of soaps and the Kardashians, and she hates all of us, including herself. These are dark times. So let's just give Nana a hug and say, you know what, Nana, you're right. Lindsay has put on weight. And that is the step one to showing up lubricated. And again, also moisturization goes under the umbrella of lubrication. Don't be showing up with your hands dry. Okay. Nobody likes a dry handshake. So that's number one. To whatever comfort level you're at, whether it is with your electrolytes or alcohol, show up to the level as to which you're accustomed to. Okay. Number two, we're going to stretch, physically stretch before you get out of the car. And also I would wear stretch pants, wear something that's nice and comfortable so that when you're sitting down and you've already overindulged yourself because, you know, you have anxiety and you just keep shoving food in your face because, you know, Uncle Tony's decided to bring up Tiffany Trump's wedding and you just can't fucking take it anymore. You don't want to get to the point where I used to get to it, where my jeans were so tight that I would start to lose my breath and almost get lightheaded. And then the acid reflux would compound on top of that. So then I'd have to undo my pants at the table. And then you always had a weird cousin who'd kind of look at you like if that was an invite. And you look at them and you go, hey, Chad, no, we're cousins. We're not fucking. Get away. Get away and go to your mother's basement. So I think if you already have some sort of Lycra spandex adjacent outfit on the bottom half, up top, you can do a nice thick billowy sweater to cover the fupa that will be stretched at some point during the evening. Just go ahead, come in comfortable. You can do a nice tall knee-high boot, maybe a nice cool Nike sneaker that matches the sweater. I don't care what you do, but show up sharp, feeling good, but also comfortable. Okay, you can show up to Thanksgiving looking sharp and nice and well-dressed for the fam, but also where you don't have to unzip your dress at the end of the night after, you know, creepy Uncle Tony has had 17 martinis and gets a little too close. You know what I mean? Even though he's not technically your uncle, he's, you know, just the uncle, he's the neighbor, but you grew up with him. You always thought it was weird that your parents called him Uncle Tony. There was no relation and he never got married. You know what I mean? But was always at your cheerleading things. And you were like, why is this guy here? Why isn't he married? Oh, that's right. He's a pervert. You know what I'm saying? So go in. We're starting out one lubricated two stretch. You may at some point get stuck on that fucking bench at the dinner table. And I have talked about this extensively on the podcast. If you're just tuning in for the first time, do not invite me to your house and ask me to sit on a bench. If you have a bench on an indoor table at your home, I'm not fucking sitting down and eating. I will sit crisscross applesauce on the floor next to the fireplace and eat my squash souffle and potato casserole and shrimp cocktail alone. Don't talk to me. I already have a bad back. The sciatic is flared and I don't need your bullshit cheap home decor where you couldn't even throw an extra $500 in the shopping cart at Pottery Barn to get it back to a fucking table. Now, if the children are sitting there, that's fine. Okay, kids need to work on their balance and posture. That's a life lesson. But do not ask me, Heather McMahon, a 35-year-old woman with double D breasts and a left knee that clicks, to sit on an open back chair. Go fuck yourself. All right, we've gone through the top two basics. Three, I also think you should never show up to a house empty-handed. Now, the Emily Post in me obviously wants to tell you, you know, the exact proper Southern thing to bring to another person's home. Now, if they are cooking and they're insisting that they're cooking the meal, you do not bring food, then that would be considered rude. Maybe check in, say, I know y'all are cooking everything. Can I bring a sweet treat? Can I bring a dessert? That is okay. But if they say, no, we have everything covered, don't bring food because then you might offend them. Unless, again, you have a certain allergy and you said, I know y'all make mashed potatoes with a lot of butter. I can't handle the butter, so I brought mine with no butters. Have a conversation with the host. Okay, I'm going to snap out of my Southern accent. You can, again, bring wine. And I think I saw something on the Today Show. Do not expect the people who are hosting you to open that bottle of wine. They're not obligated to drink that wine. They may have other wine that they brought up from the cellar. But if you also want to open that, that's also not considered rude either. I think bringing a bottle of wine, what's another great gift? Oh, a gorgeous candle, like a nice high-end candle. Don't Yankee Doodle candle me. Don't Bed Bath and Body Works candle me. That shit has so many chemicals. You light up one of those bad boys that smells like cran, raspberry, apple, always very nichely specific. It's like apple that fell off the cart at a fall harvest when you're meeting up with your divorced husband so the kids can do something together and see you as a united front, even though you're still in litigation. That scent.
You know what I mean?
It's always a mad fucking specific candle. And I love that. I think whoever did their marketing, genius. Whoever is sitting around in that Yankee Candle name writing room, I would love to be a part of that creative team. They're like pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie from your aunt, Regina, who is absolutely addicted to pills, drives a Toyota Corolla, drove her Toyota Corolla off a bridge once into the water. No one else was hurt except her, but somehow, even after seven brandies and we begged her not to drink and drive, she kicked open the side door underwater as she almost submerged to her death, swam to shore. And guess what? She's still driving the same Toyota Corolla. Like, that is what I'm obsessed with. So don't bring that candle, because obviously the names of those candles could be a triggering conversation piece. But definitely, I think a nice high-end candle is a great gift. From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. Y'all know I use Squarespace and I freaking love it. It makes it so easy breezy to build an online presence and then to run that online presence. You know how hard it is sometimes to, like, you just become overwhelmed. Like, okay, I got to build the website and then I got to figure out how to look at the analytics and then how do I connect my Vimeo and my Twitter and my Instagram and all that shit. Well, guess what? Squarespace makes it so unbelievably easy. Right now, you can head to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Again, you go to squarespace.com/absolutely, and you can save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. One of the main reasons I love Squarespace is because it's just such a no-brainer. You go on there, you build your website, and then you have all the tools you need there, whether you're a blogger, whether you're running an e-commerce business, whether you're just doing, you know, I don't know, photos for your family. It doesn't matter what you want to do, how you want to build your website, or what you want to use this for in your business. Squarespace makes it so easy and so cut forward. Just, it's a no-brainer. I love Squarespace. Again, head to squarespace.com/absolutely and make your life easier. Work smarter, not harder, babies. You know how I like to do it at squarespace.com. When it comes to upgrading your space, Brooklinen has you covered and accessorized and super cozy. And right now, all of their home essentials are on sale for Black Friday. It's almost that time again, so let the gift shopping begin. Brooklinen, y'all, this is such a no-brainer. They just have the best gifts. I specifically love their Luxe Sateen sheets. They continue to be a favorite for their buttery, soft, smooth finish and perfect temperature for those who sleep a little chilly. And their weighted blankets are like wrapping up in a hug whenever you need. It's a perfect size to bring comfort to any corner of your space and just the right weight to put your mind and body at ease. Make your holidays even happier with help from the internet's favorite, Brooklinen. Brooklinen's biggest sale of the year is only for a limited time, and the deals don't get better than this. If you happen to have missed out, use promo code absolutely not. All you got to do is go to Brooklinen, Brooklinen, that's Brook, and linen, like the fabric, brooklinen.com. Visit brooklinen.com and get $20 off plus free shipping on any order over $100 with code absolutely not. I can't think of another great gift. Again, if you're going to somebody's house for the holidays, bring them a gorgeous duvet cover or a weighted blanket or some cozy robes. They have everything from home essentials to yummy pajamas to, if you want to get a new set of sateen sheets, even if you're spending New Year's Eve in and you want to get cozy and watch the new season of White Lotus, go to brooklinen.com and use my code absolutely not. That's $20 off plus free shipping on orders of $100 or more. So let's go to brooklinen.com and get $20 off plus free shipping on orders $100 with code absolutely not. I think go to Williams Sonoma, get some nice tea towels, another great gift. Also bringing like a nice set of champagne flutes or a wine glass or any kind of like cheese board for the host, another great gift. I am basically Martha Stewart, except my tits don't sit up as high as hers do. And I have not even a fraction of the money. So I am a broke Martha Stewart, but I want you to know when it comes to hosting, I have class and I'm refined. And I threw a banging Friendsgiving this weekend. We catered from Del Bar, which is one of my favorite Persian spots in Atlanta. You know, I love a Middle Eastern flair. We had everything was baba ganoush, hummus, hot wings, harissa, tadig. I think that's how you pronounce it. No, I know. I just butchered that. Soraya, I know you're listening to this. My friend Soraya, who owns Hen Mother, I know she's listening to this. It's going to be like, Heather, you butchered everything. I love Persian food. I wanted something fresh. So I had about 20 or so of my friends that just happened to be in town. But I got to be honest with you, okay? I was stressing out. As an entertainer, I take my job very seriously. Whether you're coming to my house and, you know, we're just cooking out in the backyard, whether you're coming over with a bag of Chick-fil-A, I don't care. I'm going to make it nice. But I noticed something that kind of perturbed me. All of my friends are settled down. We're having a great time. And I looked around. And I said, this is the whitest fucking party I've ever hosted in my life. And I'm ashamed. Now, my gays were there. The guys and gals were out. I had a strong power lesbian presence. And my fabulous men were there. Everybody's commingling, having a great time. But I think Robin had probably the deepest Mediterranean tan out of the bunch. And I said, okay, lesson learned. We got to diversify the portfolio. The midnight dance party was missing what? Flavor. You know, everyone was getting rip-roaring, hammer drunk. And I said, what the fuck? All of my friends who have a little zest, a little more pep in their step, and a little more melanin in their skin were out of town, apparently. I looked at Christine. I go, Tina, what the fuck? This is the waspiest shit we've ever done. She said, I know. I'm ashamed. I said, me too. I mean, at least Ray's usually there. He brings in half Mexican, half Chinese, 100% pure attitude. That's the other thing too, y'all. The rest of us, we're out there living. And I'm not saying you can't hang out with white people. That's fine. I'm white. You know what I mean? I'm hanging out with my friends. But I did at one point notice, I said, we're missing a specific absurd energy. You know what I mean? I'm missing some ball busting energy in here. Right now, it's feeling crispy. It's feeling like there's just too many people in here with judgmental eyes and pressed linen pullovers. You know what I'm saying? There were a lot of down jackets, a lot of down hunting coats in my guest bedroom on the bed. I didn't like it. Jeff was even like, what? Why? I mean, I live in Atlanta. He lives in New York. We were like, we couldn't have gotten a touch of Dominican flair in here. I mean, if I'm not at the end of any party or holiday, if we're not playing Kulo, Kulo, like that is how I like to end every one of my holiday gatherings. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with my white family, but you know what I mean? At some point this holiday season, you're going to look around and go, "Ay, God, I miss my Chinese friend." You know what I mean? Just somebody who can talk to me from a different perspective. Because what it also is you sit around and stew in your own shit, right? And I, you know, listen, Ray can only be around his family so much. And then he calls me and I'm like, okay, you want to come to Nantucket, aka the McMahon house currently right now? And he's like, no, I'm going to a gay club. And I'm like, all right, I'll meet you there for dessert. But you know what I'm saying. At some point, you're going to sit down. And at some point, no matter how cool and progressive your family is, you will have an extended family member at Thanksgiving that will say something insane. That will say something insane about like critical race theory or, you know, Aunt Linda, who took her Corolla, or Regina, who took her Corolla off the fucking highway last year. And she'll say something like, you know, my daughter Emily's dating a Pakistani man. I don't even know where that is. But he seems like a really nice guy. But I don't know if it's going to work out. And you're like, just shut the fuck up, Regina. We're all good. Thank you. We don't need you to chime in. Is Emily getting dicked down by a hot, gorgeous man? Then that's all we need to know. You know? It's like, you know when you have that one aunt who's like, you got to give her a little credit for like sort of trying to be progressive, but she'll say things like, buddies, Pakistani. And then we'll whisper it. And you're like, what? It's okay. What did you say? He was what? Oh, it's from a different country. Okay. That's fine. Don't know why you have guilt. I don't. Can't wait to meet him. And then you just go over and hit the Sonos and you're like, coolo. Like, that's it. And you're like, let's just drown it out. You're going to find me just outside smoking a lone cigarette, dancing to like bachata music. Just doing a slow salsa by myself because I need to feel alive. Now, I do love, like, my mom's crazy family from Boston. It's the fucking best. You know what I mean? Like, I love those moments. Like, we're packing the car and have it yet. Like, when my mom gets together with her family, they speak another language because I don't even know. They get so thick in Boston. Route 44. Going to the package store. Star. That's what they say, star. And I'm like, where are you going? Like, what do we need from the star? And I'm like, huh? So sometimes even just crossing, going from the south to the north or the north to the south, you're even crossing a cultural barrier, even amongst your own flesh, you know? I mean, there have been days when I'm going to Mississippi. You know I'm going to run into somebody in the Grove in Oxford, Mississippi. I can't understand. What was that, sir? You know I got some friends from New Orleans. They got a thick Cajun accent. If you've never been to a true Cajun Christmas or Thanksgiving where somebody's dad drinks 65 pints of bourbon and fries a turkey outside, and he's already missing one hand and he's about to lose the other. You know what I mean? What are you? Okay, come down here. Come down here. We're going to, Hedda, you want to come watch us fry the turkey? And you're like, I don't know what your dad just said. You know, no. You're coming down here. We're going to fry the turkey. You know what, Bill? I think that's a bad idea because you already you lost the other hand 2 years ago. And I know that recovery process wasn't great. No. It's fine. It's fine. I know what I'm doing. I mean, dude, real New Orleans, Louisiana, Cajun. It's a whole nother breed. You know, I could be with another family. White as day, same skin tone. I don't know what the fuck they're saying. So even amongst your own, you're going to have to do a little translation. And you're also, you know, there's going to be one family member, whether you're so far right that if somebody, you know, even looks like Nancy Pelosi, you want to stab him in the throat. Or if you're so far left that, you know, at one point, dad had a MAGA hat. It does not matter. Politics are going to be brought up and somebody's going to be an asshole. And someone's going to say something either semi-homophobic or racist. And you got to just, what are we doing? What are our action steps, everybody, so that we don't set the house on fire? We're going to take a deep breath. We're going to go pour ourselves another glass of champagne. Then we're going to step outside. We're going to do a quick, deep thoracic stretch because a lot of trauma is released through the pussy and the hip area. Okay. So you're going to stand up from the table, excuse yourself kindly. Hey, you know what? I got to fart outside. Just say, I'm going to be farting and just walk away. No one's going to stop you. Like as soon as Uncle Reggie brings up, you know, back in my day, lesbians were strong. And you're like, you know, whatever it is, you go, okay, removing myself from the situation. It does not matter. Every single person who's listening to this podcast right now has a crazy fucking aunt and uncle on both sides of the wheel. You know what I'm saying? And you know they're going to fight. They're brother and sister, and they're going to fucking fight. And you're sitting there going, I would rather be at the Macy's Day Parade, trampled under Snoopy and Peanut, the floats. I would rather the float fall on my body and take 45 minutes to slowly deflate and suffocate me, then sit at this table any longer to look at these two jackasses go back and forth about God knows what. Because I think a lot of us are just like, you know, and then they're brother and sister. And then it, you know it's going to, and this is how the argument starts. You got one side yelling about this, the other side yelling about this. And then it stands around, well, mom never let me, da-da-da. Well, you know what? She never let me. And it goes back to like deep, deeply layered mother trauma. And you're sitting back being like, I knew grandma was a bitch. You know what I mean? You're like, I knew Nana was such a bitch. And then you look over and you spot Nana in the corner and she's sitting in her recliner, just grinning from ear to ear like these fucking kids. They fell right into the trap. And then you take a step back and you look at your parent, You know, maybe it's your mom. You look at your mom and you're like, I don't know how you made it out of this family alive. So what are we going to do in this situation? When somebody at the table, at some point, they will either call you fat, ask you why you're single, say something horrific politically that will offend you to the core, or they will say something racist. They will say something just degrading to like a younger generation. They'll say something nonsensical. You'll find out you have one relative at the table who doesn't have a passport, and you're like, enough. We don't see eye to eye. You know you're going to have one fucking cousin who's going to be like, hey, Heather, you can fight with me on this all day long. I don't need a passport. Who needs a passport when you can go to Daytona? And that's when you just say, I can't do this. Cousin Rob, I can't do it enough. Steve Madden, their holiday campaign, launches at the beginning of November, and it is all about treating yourself. I'm talking, we are hot boots and booties and heels and sneakers and loafers and mules and slippers and platforms and sandals, and it doesn't get better than this. They got glitz. They got embellishment. We have stunning loafers. If you want to wear like a, you know, a chunky loafer, that'll look good with a little pair of bootcut jeans and you want to feel fancy. They've got a cozy slip-on that's just going to keep your toes nice and warm, all while being stylish. My thing is I love glitter and rhinestones and glamour and silver and bronze and pearls and all the embellishments, bows, butterflies, and hearts. And it doesn't get better than this because Steve Madden has it. They've got it. And they have just some of the coolest stuff this season. You can now get ready for any occasion and head to toe Steve Madden. The brand has you covered from apparel to footwear, handbags, and accessories. It's a no-brainer. Welcome to the holiday. It is 2022 with Steve Madden. And in the spirit of the season, Steve Madden presents a collection of opulent party styles, sleek modern moments, and cold weather essentials, all with that Madden edge. After all, you've been good all year, so isn't it time to treat yourself a little? Here's the deal. They are giving me glamour. It's giving me drama. It's giving me classic. It's giving me old school. It's giving me Steve Madden. It's hashtag, it's giving me Steve Madden. I love Steve Madden. I think they have the coolest stuff right now. All you got to do is visit stevemadden.com for more information and use my code absolutely20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Hello, no brainer. Let's get that New Year's Eve outfit, baby. Use code absolutely20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase at stevemadden.com. Sometimes you just need a little word or a little extra encouragement to remind you to keep going and that you got this. This is why I love the Little Words Project. It is the original word bracelet brand founded on the belief of being kind to yourself and others, which is also and always a healthy reminder during the holiday season. Little words are made to be worn, loved, and one day passed on to someone who needs that word of encouragement more than you do. The best part? Each bracelet has a unique code on the tag that you can register on their website so you can track where your bracelet goes as it inspires from wrist to wrist. They make amazing gifts, and for everyone on your list this holiday season, at an amazing price. Think about somebody who really needs that extra little gift. You can give them that by going to Little Words Project. So words is plural. littlewordsproject.com/absolutely or enter absolutely at checkout for 30% off your first order. It's the best offer you can get in a limited time only. That's littlewordsproject.com/absolutely for 30% off your first order. You can also find Little Words Project at Target, Nordstrom, or one of their flagship stores. Thanks, Little Words Project. We love you. We mean it. Again, go to littlewordsproject/absolutely or enter code absolutely at checkout for 30% off your first order. If you want to empower yourself and spread kindness to others with the original word bracelet, well, we've got you. Again, that's littlewordsproject.com/absolutely for 30% off your first order. So what are we going to do? Instead of setting the house on fire, because you know your uncle is outside already frying a turkey, which he never once read the directions or got on the YouTubes to do that, because why? He's got issues about looking too feminine in front of his wife, who then belittles him every day and talks down to him in front of the children. You guys see how this is so fucking layered and it's all connected. So what are you going to do? You're going to stand up. You're going to stand up from the table. You're going to go back over to the wet bar. You're going to pour yourself a nice, crisp, I don't know, champagne. Maybe keep it in the bubble, family. You're going to step outside. You're going to do a deep thoracic stretch, okay? Stretch out the calves. Pop the pussy a little bit. Then you're going to put on some soothing music, whether that is Kulo, whether that is Dave Matthews Band. Maybe it's a little Demi Lovato. Maybe she would never soothe me. Maybe you need a moment with Miss Grande. You know what I mean? Put on the Harry Styles and you just take a moment and you just vibe. And you know what I always say? I always say bring a 911 emergency sig, because even though, you know, at some point Nana's going to look out the window and be like, since when did Emily start smoking? You're going to go out there and you're going to have it. Now don't get too close to the fried turkey, because your Cajun uncle, he is absolutely blowing a limb, an eyebrow, the top of his toupee off at some point. So go to the other side of the yard, maybe hide behind an oak tree, but you need to have at least one emergency sig on you. I call them heaters, okay? Like a space heater, a heater. They're heaters. And you go out there, maybe even get a menthol pack just to really feel the shards of glass hitting your lungs. You know, because at this point, we're just trying to survive and stay alive amongst our family that, you know, even though we love them, they're all driving us nuts. Everybody is going to call in next week with a new absolutely not of something fucking crazy that one of their family members did. You know it. Or neighbors, or cousins, or friends, or godparent to your children. Somebody you are going to spend the holiday with is going to do something to piss you the fuck off. So you need to have that emergency menthol. You need to go behind the tree. You need to hit it. But while maintaining, you know, a level of decorum and class with your champagne in the other hand, bring your AirPods so nobody can hear you. This is your safe space. And then eventually your one cool cousin will come around the corner and be like, Emily, wait, do you have a fucking menthol? And you're like, yes, bitch. Oh my God. You know what I mean? And she's going to come around the corner and be like, why the fuck can our parents not get along? Like, I don't even know. I don't know why my parents moved to Boca. Like, I don't know, but we will never do Thanksgiving here again. It's like, bitch, I don't know. Why are you single though?
You know what I mean?
And then you two can just bitch back and forth and smoke cigs. And then like your other one cool neighbor will come by and be like, yo, I got the game on. You bad bitches want to come over and, you know, rip tequila shots. And you're like, yeah. And then you go back inside the house. You're like, hey, we're farting more than we expected to fart. So we're going to go on a walk. And then you just bop over to the neighbor's house. Who's like a cool, not creepy, cool older dude. Who's just like, you know, I just, you know, relocated from Seattle. I was working up at Microsoft. I'm 45. That's why I'm not married. Because I've been dialed into the startup game. But I've got a ton of fucking money and a big dick. So y'all down? And you're like, why not? You know, not together. That's weird. Your cousin goes home. You know what I mean? Or you go home. Or I don't know. It's family. And that's what you do. And you have a great time. And maybe you end up on a cocaine bender at a strip club at 4 a.m. I don't know what your holiday journey looks like. But all I'm saying is keep calm and carry on. Because as great as a holiday is to be thankful for the people that you love and to be surrounded by your friends, and that's what it's really about, we also have to remember that we are living in polarizing times and everybody has a fucking opinion and everybody's aunt and uncle has a fucking Facebook and they've just discovered Twitter and you're like, we all got off and everybody wants to talk about their local election and everybody has a theory about the clothing store theory that sold very high end and still does sell very high end nice suiting, but I wish they went up to a size bigger than a 12. That's my theory. See, that would be me at the dinner table. Well, I'd love to wear a theory suit, but they only go up to a large and a 12. And then the rest of the table goes, well, you know, it's a lifestyle change, Heather. And I go, hey, Regina, choke on a corn muffin. And she's going to be like, I did, but I wolfed it down with some brandy. And then everybody mumbles under their breath, this bitch, she has been in 7 car accidents. She got hit by a bus once crossing the street. She's had cancer 6 times and still here, which is fucked up to say. But everybody has that one relative, near or far, that you're just like, how are they still here? Yet, Papa's dead. You know what I mean? That's fucked up. You know you're having that you're having that one deep thought right now. And it's family. And you love your family. And you would do anything for them, even if it's polarizing. Even if They say things like, did you put on weight this year? Or why are you still single? Or I heard you were getting a divorce. And you're like, huh? My wedding was last weekend, Aunt Brenda. Doesn't matter. There's always that one rogue aunt or cousin who's, you're just like, how are you still here? Like every time you show up for the holiday, you're like, oh, you just thought that maybe like, I don't know, they just like wouldn't have been there, you know? And you're like, oh, your parole officer let you come by. Great. And you know, but you have to be nice to your Aunt Regina in a weird way. Because at the end of the night, you're like, hey, I ran out of cigs. You got one. She's like, thought you'd never ask. Thought you would never ask. So all I'm saying is, have your friends on speed dial. Have that group text ready to go. Go ahead and label, like pick your four best friends. Label Turkey 911. And I need y'all to tag me in your group chats this week. Because you know everyone's going to be at some point during the day or the night, no matter how much they love everyone in their family, if there's 40 people that all have the same bloodline under one roof, there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a brawl. Whether it's over gravy or a woman's right to her own body, people gonna be fighting. So go ahead, pick your four best friends, your wittiest friends. You know what I mean? Get in there. And this is also great too. You can really diversify the portfolio too. You know what I mean? Be like, hey guys, checking in on my Latino friends. What are y'all doing for Thanksgiving? Let me show you what my white family's doing. And then reach out to your Black friend. Be like, I need to be dialed in. What's going on? What are we eating? Just so that every single person can sit in this one group chat and we can all fucking laugh about how nutty our own cultures are, B, our own families are. Where my homosexuals at? I need to know. Whose grandma asked them? You know what, Kevin? I love that you bring your friend. You've been bringing your friend to Thanksgiving the last 20 years. That's not my friend, grandma. That's my husband. I am a man. He is a man. We are men together. We are married. Okay. That's your camp friend. I love that. You're just roommates. At that point, you go... It just pick your battles. At some point you go, grandma's got a year left. Pick the battles. And then you look at your husband, Kevin, and he looks at you and you go, we got two more hours with this broad. And then we're peeling out. So if you do know that you do have an insufferable family and you got to get out, have an escape route. Diarrhea, always a good one. You know what I mean? If you're a gorgeous gay couple and you know you're going to Nana's house and she lives in the dark ages and she's at some point still going to refer to your husband as your roommate, have an escape plan. One person stay sober so that then you can bounce out. Tip an Uber driver on your way there and be like, listen, you working tonight? What's your name? Carl? Carl, here's $100. Okay. You come back here at this house at 7:30. Ring the doorbell twice and we'll just fucking roll out. Have an escape route. You know, and if you're overnighting at Aunt Regina's house or Uncle Tony's or whomever's, bring weed. Also, that is also fun. You know, and I'm not encouraging everyone to be out of their mind, to not have a healthy, safe Thanksgiving. But when it comes to regulating your cortisol, your hormones, your stress, and just regulating all the different personalities you're probably going to have to deal with this holiday season, you know, a light, loose edible is always a good time. You're really dialed in and focused on the food. And then even though it's chaotic and crazy and so problematic, probably what a few of your cousins might say at the dinner table, you're kind of like your give a fuck threshold is low, so you don't care. You know what we all need in our life? Some balance when it comes to your gut, okay? And I love Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic Regimen. Why? Because it's amazing. It's a broad spectrum plant-based prebiotic and 24 strain prebiotic formulated for digestive, gut immune, and additional systemic benefits. And we love this. You take Seed, it comes in this gorgeous glass jar, and you automatically feel the difference. And I feel like we are not taking care of ourselves. And going into an eating season and a stressful holiday season, you know, most immune issues start in your gut, in your GI tract. And that's why I love Seed. Because Seed's DSO1 will support ease of bloating, healthy regularity, and ease of evacuation, if you know what I'm saying. But it will also support your gut barrier, your skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. And that's what's important. Here's the thing. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/absolutely and use code absolutely to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed, seed.com/absolutely and use code absolutely. Again, Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. It is the freaking best. I love them, but it is seed.com/absolutely and use code absolutely for 20% off your first month. They're my favorite. I take Seed every day. It's a no-brainer. Your gut will thank you. And Seed's designed differently, baby. And that's why it works. I just gave you an hour-long rant about how stressful it can be during the holiday season. So you know what? Because it's one of the busiest and most stressful times of the year, but the gift of therapy allows people to enjoy the holidays for the first time in years, thanks to Talkspace. Think about a great gift that you could give, like your cousin who's the same age as you, or your sister, your sibling, or anybody where you're like, listen, I know that we've both got to deal with mom and dad or Aunt Regina or whomever at Christmas and Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or New Year's, whatever you're celebrating. Let's give a gift that keeps giving, which is, hey, the ability to talk to somebody and get some things off your chest. I love Talkspace because it's a mental health care that meets you wherever you are. It simplifies taking care of your therapy and psychiatric needs because it eliminates the need to try and track down somebody and get to appointments. You don't have to commute to appointments, miss time out of work, or a lineup of childcare in order to attend sessions. Plus, instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send text messages to your therapist to let them know the issues you're facing in real time. It's mental health care made easy. Talkspace has thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties, including depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationship issues, food and eating, and so much more. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use code ABSOLUTELY to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's absolutely at Talkspace.com. Again, $100 off your first month at Talkspace.com, promo code ABSOLUTELY. You know, if you're like a little stoned, you'll find all the crazy shit. You have to sit back and laugh because what are you going to do? We're all coping. We're all coping for whatever the fuck bullshit we're all dealing with. It's stressful traveling there. If you got to drag your kids, everybody has RSV. Everyone has the flu. So they don't even want to be there. You shouldn't be there probably. And in that moment, if you just pop half an edible and you know you have a safe ride home, just ride it out. Ride it out. And then if all of your friends are high too, and then you get on that group text and you're like, you know, whoever, yo, I'm like, hey, Raymond, let me know. How's it going? How's it going with the fam? He says something insane, sends me a picture of the fam. You know, I'm like, Tina, how are you with your 700 Irish, Westchester, New York family members? These people are so Irish. Christina, my friend Christina, I mean, I'm not trying to take her joke, but her grandmother, Nana, who's just the fucking greatest. Unfortunately, dementia. Tina was leaving the other day and she said, Grandma, Nana, I'm leaving. And she goes, I could care less. Literally, I could care less if you go, Tina. And Tina's like, great. Thank you, Nana. You know, Nana doesn't know what day of the week it is, but that's what Tina's dealing with. And she's got 700 Irish family members. So I'm going to dial in and check in. How my gays doing at Thanksgiving? How my Irish folk doing? You know? Do a hard lean in to every demographic. Pop in, bop, bop. Check on your power lesbians. Check on your friend who can't get pregnant. Who's like, you know that they're going to go to Thanksgiving and every single person at Thanksgiving is going to be like, so when are we having a baby? And you know that they've done 55 rounds of IVF. Put them in the mix. You know, put your friend who, you know, maybe had a head injury recently from hitting themselves on the Peloton bike. Put them in because you know they're trying to figure it out. They're like, I don't even remember who half these people are, but also, am I related to them? And do I want ham or turkey? Why do we eat turkey? Like that, you know, they're struggling to figure it out too. Put them in the mix. Put everybody in the fucking mix. I'm throwing my Jewish friend in there. How y'all doing? Okay, everyone's fighting. Same. put them in the mix. Diversify that group chat, because no matter where your background is, where you come from, how you live, what you're doing, everybody at some point, whether it's two people for Thanksgiving or 200, somebody in that family is going to fight over what? We don't know. And I need to know what happened to y'all. I highly encourage you to call in with your Thanksgiving absolutely nots. It'll make us all feel better about our own fucking shit. God, I've been on such a fucking rant. We've been talking for like 40 minutes, but you know how it is. Get your northern friends, your California friends. Get everybody in. Reach out to a Native American friend and just go, I'm sorry. This is our fault, isn't it? Yep. Okay. You know, I don't just apologize. And that's all you can do. Like, I just came for, you know, to see my cousin, my one cool cousin. I'm just here to do that. Me and my sister are just ready to smoke a cig with our cousin Emily. That's it. And then we're gonna go to the neighbor's house and watch the, I don't know, some game, the Falcons. Sure. You know, and he's gonna tell us that we should have invested in Bitcoin, even though it's tanked. It now is the time. And I'm gonna get really drunk and say, yeah, what's your Venmo? I'll send you money. Cash. And then you wake up the next day with your Aunt Regina on the door. Black Friday. Who also enough? You don't need more shit. Except you do need a couple things. I actually do need a couple things. But you know what I mean? For a time where we should be thankful for our friends and family, Thanksgiving is that one time that just makes you rethink everything. You're rethinking things you didn't even think you needed to rethink. You're rethinking your exercise regimen. You're rethinking your marriage. You're rethinking, you know, the last time you queefed, anything, anything. You're like, I don't do it enough. You know what I mean? You don't, you just, things that you never thought would come to the top of your head during a holiday or a dinner with loved ones. You're just sitting there eating on a dry Hawaiian roll, just going, you know, I just don't queef enough. And maybe my new boyfriend likes it and I just need to try it and like live on the edge. And then everyone's like, Samantha, are you there? Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? Regina just asked if we all wanted to get in her car at midnight and go up to Walmart and see if they have those nice Samsung frame TVs. We're going to line up. The store opens up at midnight. Do you want to do that? And then you're like, you know, you're eating your edibles kicked in. You're like, yeah, I do. You know you're too tired and you won't make it to that moment, but you're like, oh yeah, no, I'm going to Walmart high as a kite. And I'm going to want you. You're actually going to be a better driver than Regina. And I'm not saying get behind the wheel. I would never promote that. But you know, somebody's, oh, you know who's going to drive? I already know who's going to drive. It's your little cousin. She's adorable. You know what I mean? Your little cousin. It's like a young, like Willow. She's like, no. I have my driver's permit. And you're like, great. Can you drive all of us? We've been drinking and I'm high. And you know your mom should not be behind the wheel ever, period. Also, how did y'all get that Toyota Corolla out from the river and refurbished so nicely? It looks brand new. You know, it looks really good. And she's like, honestly, I don't know. We didn't ask. Nobody asked. And you're like, you know what, Willow? Fair enough. You're just trying to survive too. She's like, yeah, but I just got my permit. So buckle up, baby. You're high as a kite, like kind of like feeling like you're wading through Jell-O, watching the world pass you. Like, remember that movie Across the Universe? I think it was directed by Baz Luhrmann. And it's that Beatles movie, you know, and all it was just so cinematically stunning. Evan Rachel Wood was in it. And you feel like you're in that movie. And you feel like you're the main character in a movie and you're standing in Walmart. And you're high as a kite and you can hear all of your like relatives running around mad dashing to get the $90 TVs and this and that. And you're just standing in the middle of Cincinnati, just going all across the universe. And then you look across like the DVD aisle and you see somebody else who's also having the same like outer body moment as you. And then he's like good looking. And the next thing you know, you're making out with this guy in the middle of Walmart and you met your soulmate. And that to me is the beautiful moment. And then you come to, and we're 5 years down the road, and you've actually jumped the matrix, and you're an alternate universe, and you have three kids with a guy named Randy, who's actually a great dad. And that is the journey that I hope you get to enjoy this holiday. We have time for a couple voicemails. I know I just really dialed in and went on just a full rage rampage of my experience, my hopes and anxieties for you this season. But just remember, even though you look at your family and you're like, these Italian people are fucking crazy, your other friends who may be different from you are also sitting at their table, probably looking at their family going, these people are fucking crazy. And your friends across the country up in Portland, Oregon, are sitting in the woods looking at their oregano family, or if you're from Oregon, or you're a oregano family, thinking these people are nuts. And everyone smells like cedar wood. If we all just took the time to realize that we're all feeling the same feelings, we might get along better. You know what I'm saying? We might get along better. And it's okay if your family's waspy. It's okay if they're not. It's okay if your family doesn't like turkey and they want to make fucking enchiladas. Do you? Do you? But also remember, have an exit strategy. Be lubricated. Be stretched. Wear something comfy, have an emergency cigarette, and start your Turkey 911 group text right now so that everybody's dialed in. I want real-time updates. I want, my Nana just said this. My cousin is acting like it's normal that she married our fourth cousin. It's not normal. Their kid's ugly. You know what I mean? I need this. Everybody got fucking food poisoning from Aunt Carol's sweet potato casseroles. Didn't know you could get food poisoning, but we did. Papa just shit himself. Well, we were playing charades because he laughed so hard. Even if it's positive, I want to hear it. Hadn't seen my cousins in 3 years. They all look great. I love it. I love the positive moments too. But remember, we're all in this together. And it's okay. It's okay. We don't have to be ashamed of who we are, where we come from, because it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to see friends and family this Thanksgiving. And you know, at some point, somebody's going to say something crazy or ask you a question about yourself that you just didn't want to answer or say the worst thing that you could ever say, which is, oh, you went back for seconds quick, didn't you? Somebody's hungry. And then you just punch your fifth aunt in the throat and you say, let me live, bitch. I drove 9.5 hours from Tampa to Tucson. Let a bitch live. And I am never promoting violence amongst family. But just as when you, if you're having that moment where you're like, I know I can't be the only one right now who's also feeling some sort of uneasiness or craziness, or maybe you're just filled with laughter and you want to remind your friends that your family's just as fucking nutty. And Uncle Terry down in the bayou of Louisiana blew off his arm again. We knew it was coming, but thank God you got three cousins who are nurses from Tulane. So they're on deck. They've already got it sutured. I need to know what happens. All right. We have time for a couple of voicemails. Let's get into it. I love you. I mean it.
Hey, Heather. This is Carly. I'm from Texas. I have been listening to your podcast for probably about a year now. Love you lots. Love and light. That kind of thing. Anywho, I have a bone to pick with automatic toilets. So I have celiac disease. So obviously you can only imagine how bad my digestive system is. So let's not talk about the fact that anytime I shift or adjust on a friggin' toilet, that it wants to flush right away. And then, you know, other people come into the bathroom and you, like, it just flushes like 27 times while you're in there, you know, just because you're doing a little shifty shift. And it's just, it's fucked up, and I want to get rid of automatic toilets. And yeah, that's all. Here's my official petition. Love and light. Can't wait to see you at your San Antonio show, I believe, like in April. I'm going to be there. All right. Bye.
Carly with the celiacs. Thanks for calling in. And we appreciate you being honest about that you're a celiac warrior. For those of you who don't know what celiac disease is, it's usually gluten sensitivity. It's an immune reaction to eating gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. And it gives you like an immune response in your small intestines. So you eat a slice of that good Hawaiian roll and you are out. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to even be childish now, but it is automatic boot scooting and boogieing. But it's interesting that you said, Carly, that you don't like an automatic toilet seat, because I would think different. As somebody who I've actually been recovering from the stomach bug the past 24 hours, I can't even believe I didn't bring this up earlier. I've only gotten a small taste of what you go through on a day-to-day basis. And thank you so much for being open and honest about your gluten sensitivity. And there's nothing more annoying too when somebody else is just like avoiding gluten for inflammation. And you're like, no. I actually have a gluten intolerance. I will shit myself immediately, and it's very painful. So I can only imagine how annoying that is too, especially going to the holiday. You go to your aunt's house and you're like, guys, I have celiac. There can be no cross-contamination. And she does a deep eye roll because she's Greek. And she's like, what we're doing? You know, and you're like, no, I appreciate it, but I can't. The pita has to be on a different table. We can't. Like, just give me some raw vegetables. We can't cross-contaminate because if it touches my lips, we're done. So that's also another thing. We have not been thinking of our allergy and food-sensitive warriors out there who are really, really already going into the holiday just stressed. But Carly, this was interesting. You had a really nice, interesting take that you don't like the automatic toilet. I would think it would be better, especially if you're in a public toilet area, because if it's just flowing, that thing's going and you don't have to control it and you can just let it flush, tunes out the sound. You know, it kind of, you know, it's a refresher. I would think that that would be helpful, but I hear you. And I don't know what kind of charity we need to start, social awareness group, but any of my other celiac warriors who also agree with Carly, it's too many flushes and you don't feel like you're in control of the situation. When you spend a fair amount on the toilet, maybe we should start something. You know, maybe we do a march. I don't know. I am always very impressed when I go to people's houses and they have the very fancy toilets, you know, like a very fancy Kohler or that's got a bidet. That's another thing you might want to think of. You got a lot of family members at your house. We're going to be running through the toilet paper. And you should have a sign, don't take a dump at my house. Unload before you get here, but do not take a dump at my house. But having a bidet, going to like your rich aunt's house where she's got the fancy warm heated seat toilets. And this is something actually, Carly, you might want to invest in for yourself. You know, I bought myself a crushed ice machine a year ago, and it's one of the best purchases I've ever made. But for you with the celiac, you might want to invest in one of these nice high-end toilets where it is warm, it warms your butt, it, you know, talks to you, sings to you, plays a tune. It's lit up at night. It's got that nice, you lift the lid, it's got a hot pink ring, you know, a nice UV light too. Maybe you get a tan. I don't know. Because anybody that I've ever known with celiac, you know, it's touch and go. You can't trust it if you go to a Chili's and you tell them you have a gluten sensitivity that the guy in the back is going to give a fuck, you know? So you got to be ready. But I hear you. I personally like a lot of flush. I like the automatic one. But then on the other end, sometimes you get just, you know, a bathroom at the airport and you're waving your hand in front of the thing and there's no lever and you're like, I don't know how to flush this thing. And you're like jumping up and down. You got to open the stall door 6 times and you're like, and then you walk out and you go, I'm so sorry. This thing won't, it's not catching me. I'm apparently too thin. It doesn't even see me. I'm like a ghost in the night. But I hear you. You know what? We learn something new every day. So if you have a friend or a cousin or an aunt or a brother or a mom or a dad or your children at the holidays, maybe let's be a little more sensitive to them because something might trigger an intestinal spasm and they may not be able to sit at the table very long. They may have to excuse themselves to go home because your aunt is an asshole and wouldn't leave the carbs on one table and the protein on the other. So let's think about people other than ourselves, like our, you know, relatives with major food sensitivities. Capiche? Let's get to the next voicemail.
Heather, it's Linda calling from Nashville. I just listened to your last episode about being in a funk. Girl, I've been in a funk. I don't know what it is. Why is it that every year towards the end of the year, we're like, oh God, get this fucking year over. 2021 is the worst. And now I feel that way about 2022. And why? Why can't we just have a year that for all 12 months, we're just soaring? We're just soaring on wings of eagles. Why do I have to finish this year in the absolute toilet funk of life? And I just want to take up just major alcoholism. Because next is the holidays and family drama. And I can't. I just can't. Everybody needs to calm the fuck down and just drink a Diet Coke and maybe like chill out and read the scriptures, okay? Oh, love and light, girl. Bye.
Well, this just summed up every single thing I was trying to say earlier. Maybe we all get family t-shirts that say, calm the fuck down. And you make everybody, when they walk in your door, A, take off their shoes just to be that asshole. Nothing's more annoying when you go into somebody's house and like, can you take off your shoes? No. But now for some cultures, they make you take off your shoes. So be respectful. If you're showing up at somebody else's house, be respectful. You just make everybody put on a t-shirt that says, everybody calm the fuck down. As soon as you want to get heated about something, just calm the fuck down. I hear you. I do think there's too, just this like societal pressure. I mean, think about it. You've done all this shit all year. You're coming down from the high of the summer, where at least you had a spray tan and optimum vitamin D levels. And then you come back down and then you're like stressed out running into fall. Then sports happen and you're confused. And then it all of a sudden, like right before Thanksgiving starts, the temperature drops to a very uncomfortable level. So your barometric reading is off. The pressure's off. You got a headache. Everyone has the fucking flu. And then they're like, oh, by the way, now you're going to be shoved into like a fuck ton of family time and seeing extended family that you've tried to avoid by living on the other side of the country from. And then you got to go to the fucking airport, stand in 3 hours of lines to then fly across the country, be squished into another airplane with other ungrateful people and bitter people that are also going to see their family across the country who they've been trying to avoid. And then you got to buy these fuckers gifts. Then Christmas comes and you're expected to buy people gifts. I hear you. But again, I think this is a constant reminder. We got to check in with ourselves. You know, I was really going through it last week, and I want to say something very, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for the words of encouragement, and thank you for letting me kind of have a full manic meltdown. And I'm better this week. I mean, other than the fact that I definitely got food poisoning last night, and I've seen the devil twice today on the toilet. It has not been great. But thank you for letting me share. Because I love being goofy and I love giggling, but there are some days where I really do feel like this is a space where we can all work through our shit. I mean, I'm trying to help y'all, so help me. But I really appreciate it. I really appreciate y'all. Let me just kind of vent and then have a good cry and then a strong queef and then we're back. We're back. And now I'm giving you unsolicited advice. You call in and you don't fully ask for my help, but I'm damn sure going to give it to you. And sister friend, you know that you already need to start your Turkey 911 text group because something's going to be said at that house. It is. Everyone's entitled. And then everybody gets upset. Like if you know what I mean? Like, why aren't you coming up to our house? I'm doing this. And it's like, listen, my dad died the 2 days before Christmas. I'm going on vacation. Goodbye. You know? Also, I gotta say, we have to take the pressure off the holidays. If the holidays are hard for you, and I mean this very genuinely, your family's not there, it reminds you of something, maybe you're going through a divorce, maybe, you know, you've gone through some trauma, just fucking, it's okay to also order some Chinese food and watch a movie and chill the fuck out. It's also okay. You can say no. Remember, no doesn't mean yes. No means I'm gonna relax and fart alone at my home. That's okay too. But I like this idea. I think everybody needs to sit, you know, even if you start thinking of a telephone, sit one family member down and be like, hey, Aunt Regina, calm the fuck down. Pass it on to your husband and then your kids. And then by the time it gets all the way back to Nana, she repeats it, go fuck yourselves. And that's not what you said, but it's a good reminder. And that's all we can ask for. You feel me? Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, Heather, it's your girl, Melissa. So you really spoke to my soul last podcast. I just feel like I've been going through a funk too. I'm also richly blessed. Like, you know, I just don't understand. And I'm almost wondering, like, can we have too much drive and like too much passion? Like, I used to dream about like all these things I'm going to do and how I'm going to change the world. And now I like fantasize about being like a clerk at the library that just goes to their job and it's quiet and not stressful and you get paid like probably minimum wage but like happy. I don't know, man. Like, do we need to reevaluate like the don't get me wrong, I'm obviously kidding. Like, I still want to rule the world and you're doing amazing things, chasing your dreams. But, like, you ever just, you know, like, wish for a week you were one of those people that could be happy just, like, chilling in life? I don't know. Love and light, girl. Hopefully you're going to get your BLT sandwich this week and fuck the turkey.
Melissa. Yes, you can't have too much drive and passion and vision. And that's good because that means you're a well-motivated person and you sound like a positive person. But I definitely think too, around the holidays, we put this added pressure on ourselves to show up and show out, right? Do you know how sick of myself I am? I'm sick of myself. I'm sick of buying tickets. I do need y'all to buy tickets at heatherontour.com. It actually makes a great Christmas gift, but I'm sick of it. I'm sick. You know, we all are sick of ourselves at this point and we can't have too much drive. Do you know the amount of pressure that we already put ourselves under? I hear you, but look, you have a healthy balance with it because you can acknowledge it. You're richly blessed, you know, and you don't feel like you can probably say this around your family because they're going to be like, you know, people would kill to be in your shoes, Melissa. You have a great job in finance, but there are days where they don't understand the ins and outs of the pressures of what you deal with and probably your relationship with your boss and the fact that you have anxiety or whatever. And I am there, Melissa, I will say at the end of the day, you know what? You're allowed to feel that. You're allowed to say it out loud and you can say no to things to make your life easier and to simplify it so that you're not burnt out by 22. But as long as you remember and you come into it with a heart of humility that, okay, I know I have it good right now, but yeah, it's okay to say, I wish we could simplify things. And also, if you are at a family gathering or friends gathering and you have a friend who's got like a very chill job, let's celebrate that person. There's this like hierarchy amongst family members. And, you know, you got a cousin who's, you know, maybe he's going to technical college, or you got another cousin who works in retail and all this shit. And then you got the one fucking Harvard doctor in the family that everybody's trying to show their moles to be like, hey, Phil, will you look at my mole? And then nobody asks the other cousin, hey, what's it like working at the Gap? Probably fucking stressful. So this is also a great reminder for us not to be so tied up in our own bullshit. And for your parents, let's all remind our aunts and uncles and our parents not to have a pissing match and a one-up match for the one cousin who works at Microsoft or the one cousin who, you know, worked on a high-profile law case. We're all doing the best we can. So it's okay if you're a artisan burrito maker at Chipotle. Do you get up? Do you take pride in what you do? Do you work hard? All I care about is that you work hard and you're kind to other people. Now, if you're making burrito bowls and you're a big fucking asshole, we will remind you that you wanted to be a zoologist, but you dropped out of school. Okay? Because you were an asshole. We will remind you that. But yeah, we're all putting pressure on ourselves. We're putting pressure on ourselves to like, you shove everybody into the same room or you haven't seen these people. And then it's like, let's all one up each other. Well, how much money is cousin Phil making? Because, you know, he's the fancy dermatologist on the Upper East Side. He also is probably stressed out and didn't realize that looking at moles all day would make him sad. So if we all come from a place of, we're all here, let's make the best of it and celebrate everybody just surviving the last 4 fucking years, we'd all be in a better place. And you know what? Melissa, we put a lot of this pressure on ourselves. We sure do. We absolutely do. It's a race to the end of the year. It's a race to have the best spread at Thanksgiving. It's a race to do this. It's a race to do that. It's a sprint to show all my kids' accomplishments. You know what's the most fucking annoying thing on the planet is when people send out cards, their Christmas cards, and what do they say? Little Timmy got straight A's this year. He joined a traveling baseball team. If you send me a yearly recap for a Christmas card or a holiday card that gives a rundown of each one of your children, unless it says they survived cancer or, you know, the baby was born, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear. Are you bragging about your son, Kalen? He's 7. When he runs for president, I'll high five him. Until then, enough. Save the trees, save the paper. We don't need a fucking rundown of your six children and how their second grade went. You know what? When I'll get that rundown from them verbally, I'll sit with them at Thanksgiving and say, hey, Kaylin, how's the travel baseball team? Good? Great. Tell me about it. Yeah, I'd love a slice. I'd love a dessert. What are you getting? Apple pie? Me too. Save me a slice. We could sit down. We'll have a nice chat. You know? And if you're one of those assholes, I'm telling you right now, there's a lot I can tolerate. But if you're one of those assholes who sends a yearly recap of what the fam's been up to, unless it says literally, I survived. Hey guys, wellness update. We're good. The good news is X. The baby was born. But nobody needs to know about the travel baseball team, the dance recital, the good grades, because you know, out of your six kids, two of them are idiots. And how do you think it makes them feel? And I'm not from the mindset that we're all winners, because we're not, okay? But we're all good at different things in our own right, and we can celebrate that. And if you're feeling the pressure to sit at the table and tell everybody about your three master's degrees and your startup, just bring up politics, and then it'll change the subject. There you go. Guys, thank you so much for dealing with me today. Remember, start your Turkey 911, your Turkey 911 group text. Get everybody in there. Your friends are the East Coast, West Coast, South, North. Check in with everybody. Get international friends in there. Start the group text. I want to hear how everybody's different point of view and perspective, how everybody survived the holiday. And if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving and that's not your thing, just let us know how you're easing into the next holiday season. I need to know. And I want y'all to know next week we will dial in and hear everybody's holiday win, and we will unpack the bullshit that I'm sure we're all about to go through. Guys, do want to let you know, I will be next week. I will be in Montgomery, Alabama. Then I'm doing a show in New Orleans. We are kicking off the comeback tour. Please get your tickets at heatherontour.com. We've got tickets left in Montgomery and New Orleans. New Orleans is going to sell out soon, so get those quickly. Think about a great gift too. Another great gift you can give people is tickets to my show. It's a great night to come out. We'll work through the bullshit. We're going to be talking about my wedding on the tour, my marriage, all the family drama, all of it, all the time. I got your back. You got mine. Go to heatherontour.com and I will see you guys back on the road. This is my busy season. Let's get in it. Thank you guys for calling in. And as always, you can call into the hotline 800-213-7503. And I'll see you next week on the Absolutely Not Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.